I visited Master Carpenter Mark Anderson and Carl Anderson at Trevitt Millworks in Greenwich, New York, a father and son that are keeping history alive by reclaiming wood from all over the Hudson Valley. So tell me the actual name of your company. What's the formal name of your business? The
name of our company is Trevitt Millworks, LLC.
And how long have you guys been in business?
We've been doing this milling reclaimed business for 8 years, I believe.
Close to there.
Yeah.
And are you a master carpenter yourself?
I'm getting there. I'm still young. My father is he's the one that's been doing this forever. So he's always the guy you go to if you have those questions, you know. He's definitely the master carpenter.
So I love the idea when I went to your website that you guys are really into reclaiming wood. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Mark.
Hi, Mark. I'm Lavonia Mallory, and I'm from 105.3 FM in Troy, New York.
Okay. I don't think I'm familiar with that station.
It's a small independent radio station in Troy. Since the big guys have been buying up all the airways, they passed a couple of laws saying that small independent operators have a right to the airways. And so we started a small independent radio station. And I'm one of the producers on the show. I do a show on Friday night. And I like to interview small family-owned businesses that have been at it for a long time and survived.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Maybe making a little money, but craftsmen.
Enough to pay the bills.
Enough to pay the bills.
And we're having fun.
Exactly. And craftsmen. People that have some real skill, you know, because we're in a market where a lot of people don't have skill.
This is true.
They know how to push buttons, but they don't really know how to measure or cut anything. Cut a straight line is an impossibility.
Right. Yep.
And
this is true.
So I saw you guys online and said, I got to come see what these guys are doing. Your website is great. I love the fact that you're into reclaiming wood.
Yeah, well, that's 95% of what we do.
So your son, right, was giving me the royal tour?
Yeah, he'll give you the tour.
So what are you working on in the other room? I heard you in there hammering and drilling. Yeah,
we're building a kitchen right now.
Can I take a look?
Sure, yeah.
The plans are over here. So the floor plan, these are your counters.
Mm-hmm.
Island, farm sink, soapstone.
Very nice.
And soapstone counters here, and then this is all butcher block.
Very nice.
So this face of cabinetry is here.
So tell me, why did you get into reclaimed wood? Why that particular kind of wood instead of just using fresh cut wood? Why reclaimed wood?
Reclaimed wood is far superior from new wood.
In what way?
All the qualities about it. Let's show you some over here. One reason we got into reclaim is because we started buying up all the bleachers out of Long Island, New York, Western New York, and around here, too.
Right.
So we have probably 100,000 board feet of bleacher wood in our storage facility. So there's an example of some bleachers.
That's nice looking wood.
Yeah, it's Doug Fir. This is Douglas Fir bleacher. This top right here is bleacher wood.
Okay.
And it's so much more stable. You know, it's been in a stable environment for 50, 60, 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the wood is far superior than wood that's grown nowadays.
Now, what can you use bleacher wood for? Like, what sort of purposes? Making furniture? Can you make flooring out of it? What can you use it for?
All of the above.
All of the above.
Absolutely. We make a lot of flooring. We make moldings. We make shutters. We do all the millwork for the new
Wegmans.
Wegmans grocery stores.
Oh, so we Wegmans.
We make all their moldings and we make all their shutters for the interiors of their stores.
Wegmans uses reclaimed. Their shutters and moldings are reclaimed. I don't think they know it, but they are.
Carl, why don't you show her the tabletops that we built over there?
All right. Thank you.
It's a little bit of layout.
All right, so.
I'd say we almost sort of fell into the reclaimed business because when we were first becoming a millworks operation, we had this resource to get all of this bleacher boards that was being ripped out of schools and basically they're throwing in the landfills. So we were basically sending trucks down to Long Island and stuff to pick up just all the giant high schools that were, this stuff was all going to go into a landfill. So we would buy it and bring it up here. And then when we started working with it, we were like, this wood is so much better than anything you can get at the lumber yard. Like, this is pine here. This doesn't even have a single knot in it. You can never find this at Curtis Lumber or Home Depot.
You're absolutely right. You know, I've gone into some homes lately and looked at what they call knotty pine.
Yep.
And this piece of wood is completely smooth.
Yep.
Except for these.
These are where they were bolted down.
Mm-hmm.
When they were in the bleachers here.
Right.
So, and all this, you can see, we just redid this room. All this wood too is all bleacher board, and you can't find a single knot in this stuff. This was, you know, this is the highest grade lumber you would pay for at the lumber yard. But this is just, we have stacks of this that have just been ripped out of schools. So it was going to go into landfills. So
now, can you make? I've heard of something called wainscoting. They do it in fancy houses, you know.
Yes, wainscoting. Might have some wainscoting things. Wainscoting is, this is the machine here that would produce wainscoting. This is a forehead molder. So what we would do is, depending on, you can run floor, wallboard in here, and then depending on how we change these knives and how we adjust this, this would be your wainscoting, your floor, your wallboard, anything like that. And we, you know, we S4S too for all of our cabinetry, anything, all of our tabletops, anything that we want the board to come out perfectly goes through this forehead molder machine.
Now, how much does it cost? Like, do you pay by the foot, by the yard? You know, you have a, let's say you buy an old house and you want to restore it as close to the original condition. And you want to do wainscoting. Is that how you say it, wainscoting?
That's it.
Yes.
How much would it cost me to wainscote a house? Do I pay by the plank? Do I pay by the foot? How does it work?
Could be lineal footage or could be square footage of coverage. Floors or square foot of coverage.
So square foot of coverage for floors. And what was the other?
Lineal footage.
Lineal foot. And so that goes on the wall then.
Yeah.
And how much would it cost me?
Well, it can go anywhere from 325 a square foot of coverage to, depending on the material and how antique a material it is, could be $15, $20 a square foot. Some of these boards that we have, I mean, for example, if you look at that, this tree started probably growing in the 1500s. There's 22 growth rings per inch.
Mm-hmm.
And this came from a house that was built in 1790.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. And so it depends, you know, this wood. This
wainscoting out of that would be much more expensive than wainscoting out of bleacher board pine wood, you know. So it really depends on the product, I guess, you're looking at and how rare it is, I guess, and how, you know, how much work it was to reclaim it. If we had to take down a whole house and saw all the beams to make that versus, you know, just getting something, pulling something off a tractor trailer.
Mm-hmm. What is the number one thing that you love about your job, about what you do? Number one thing you love most about it?
That's a hard question.
Yeah, you only get one though.
Sawing the wood and opening it up, because it's like opening a Christmas present.
Right.
You know, you don't know what you're going to get when you start sawing into an old beam. And when you end up with a piece of wood, where's our piece of oak? A piece of chestnut. A piece of wood that looks like that.
Yes.
It's just a great thing. Wow. Where's our piece of oak? There's another piece of chestnut there. So that's wood you can't even buy nowadays.
You can't buy it.
No. Because of the chestnut blight. It all dies by the time it gets to be about that big around.
Really?
Yeah. And chestnut used to be the wood that everybody used because it was so prevalent. The trees grew fast and large. It's kind of like almost like was way poplar is now. People use poplar for everything because it's so abundant. Chestnut used to be that way.
Not anymore.
No.
Well, listen, I thank you. I personally thank you for the work that you do here and the tradition that you're keeping going forward. Your son, next generation.
Yep.
You have kids?
Not yet.
All right, you got to start making some kids because you got to continue the next generation.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I thank you for what you do because it is really It's really a beautiful thing. A craftsman, a skilled laborer, really working with his hands is so rare today. So I thank you for what you do, and I just encourage you, keep going. And, you know, we're going to promote you on the radio. We want other people to know what you're doing way out here. Would you ship wood as far as Albany, Schenectady, Troy?
Oh, yeah, we ship all over the place.
Okay.
We all do. Right. We most of the wood that we ship out of here ships as a finished product.
Okay, excellent.
Either flooring, molding, cabinetry, furniture. We've done jobs in New York City with our lumber.
So tell our listeners the name of your company, your address, and your phone number, and how they can reach you.
Trevitt Millworks in Greenwich, New York. And the best way to do it would be to go to our website, which is trevittmillworks.com, and all of our contact information is there.
All right. Yeah. I like also Facebook, Instagram. Okay. We're on that, too. So that's really how we keep up to date with all of our projects, is you follow us at Trevitt Millworks on Instagram. We post 3 or 4 times a week. And also Facebook, we're always putting up new projects. You can see us taking down barns or, you know, repurposing all the wood we have. So that's a good stop to keep up to date with what we're working on.
All right. Thank you so much.